Coast 1079.
Every little thing she does is magic. What a great, great song. The Police say good afternoon to you. It's a glorious day today. And it's Monday the 20th of April here on coast1079.com. As I say, it's glorious outside, round about 18 to 20. Yeah, that is mighty warm. And down in a very, very warm studio, I've got the great pleasure of saying welcome to Coast, Alfie Bow. Hi, Alfie.
How are you doing, John? You okay?
Very well indeed, mate, and it is a pleasure to interview you. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. Yeah, nice to talk to you too.
Yeah, yeah. It's a bit of a strange one, this, Alf, isn't it? It's sort of a the boy from Fleetwood who's gone all over the world and done all the big musicals, and now he's actually doing one of my favourite rock operas.
Yeah, Quadrophenia. Yeah, I'm thrilled. It is a little bit of a departure from where I started, I suppose, but it's great music to sing.
I was going to say, are you getting a buzz out of it, Alfie?
Oh, without a doubt. Every time I sing the pieces, it fills me with a lot of energy and a lot of drive. I'm thrilled to be a part of it.
Yeah, I mean, were you like me when I think I'm right in saying this, that when that came out, you were about a little tot, I think.
I think I was a week old.
A week old when Quadrophenia was in the record shops, yes.
That was it, yeah. It came out in October 73.
Yeah.
And I was born in September 73. So, yeah, yeah.
So you've been weaned on Quadrophenia.
I have, yeah, exactly.
Now, have you always been a Who fan, Alfie?
I have. You know, I really have. I discovered, Quadrophenia was the first piece that I discovered, but only through the movie. I watched the movie.
And that was sensational, wasn't it?
Incredible, yeah. And the chance of getting to work with Phil Daniels, who was the original Jimmy, he's going to be involved in the concert. He's playing the dad role now.
Go away.
So, it's wicked. I mean, I play Jimmy, he plays the dad, you know, and it's just bizarre. It's really bizarre. He still wears his parka, you know, he's still got his parka on.
Yeah. I won't ask whether you're wearing a parka or whether you're going to be turning up on a scooter, you know, because...
I know, yeah. He'll do some skids on the stage.
How in depth is it going though, Alfie? You know, with the actual musical.
It's really detailed. Obviously, we're doing the whole piece as the original.
Yeah.
There's nothing different about it apart from we don't have Roger on vocals. Obviously, we don't have, unfortunately, we don't have John Entwistle and Keith Moon around anymore to do it. But it's Pete Townsend's there on his guitar. We have the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. And we have Billy Idol playing Ace Face as well.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's going to be pretty spectacular. July 5th at the Royal Albert Hall.
I know, and I can't wait for the album to come out. The album's out on the 8th of June.
That's right, yeah. That's in time for Father's Day, I think, so a good gift there.
Yeah, unbelievable. I suppose you're excited about doing the 5th of July, which is the Albert Hall, but I'm excited about having the album.
The album's cool, man. The album's really good. We worked hard on it. Billy's sounding fantastic. Phil sounds great. Pete is just incredible. He plays a lot on the album and sings the role of the Godfather. it's awesome, man. I can't believe it. I was just stood next to these guys and, you know, getting shoulder barged by Pete Townsend. That's something that's going to go down in my next book. As long as he doesn't hit me with a guitar, I'm fine.
I know. I mean, talking about books, I thoroughly enjoyed the book. I got it bought for me for Christmas, your book.
Oh, thanks.
And, you know, I mean, that was an interesting little write, to say the least.
Yeah, it took a bit of time. And a lot of editing.
Oh, okay. I mean, I was talking to a few people and they're going, you're not interviewing off you. No, you're not. No, you don't. Well, you're winding me up, you know. So I have got a few people for you to say hello to in a moment.
Yeah, sure. No,
and, you know, I'm in Southport now. You're in London. You come from Fleetwood. Do you get back there, Alfie?
You know, I haven't been back to to Fleetwood for a while, I've got to say. It's difficult whenever I'm over here.
Yeah.
My schedule is pretty packed and tight, really, so I can't really spend much time travelling up to the north. I do miss the north, though. I miss it a lot. And most of my family's up there still, and so... I should make more of an effort, but it's tricky.
It is difficult, yeah. And of course, when you were up there, you had a non-league football team. Now they're in the league.
Yeah, they're doing all right. They're doing the Cod Army.
Do you still get a chance to play the drums?
I do. I play a lot. In fact, I'm going back. I've got a house in the States, and I'm going back home there to meet up with a few guys over there that I've met that we're going to start a bit of a soul band.
Oh, I love it.
We're going to get a bit of soul music going.
Yeah.
You're a big soul fan.
I am. Yeah. I mean, all my soul boys seem to be going up into the sky, what with Bobby Womack going and Percy Sledge going.
Seriously, I know, man. Yeah, crazy.
Yeah,
we're going to pay a bit of a tribute to those fellas too.
And is this just likely to be put out, Alfie?
No, it's just for fun, to be honest.
What a bummer.
For me to get, opportunity for me to get behind the drums and also do a bit of warbling as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll be fun.
Oh, my gosh. So you're tied up for a bit now with this the album, as I say, is out, and the Quadrophenia or the Royal Albert Hall. Is it going anywhere else, Alfie, do you know?
You know, there's a lot of talk about it travelling around a fair bit. But at the minute, the main focus is the Royal Albert Hall for July 5th. That's going to be the big sort of launch of it.
Yeah.
And then obviously, you know, people are in talks with bringing it elsewhere as well. So
yeah. I hope for the people who can't get there, it's going to be televised somehow.
Absolutely. The thing is that the show is sold out pretty quick. But I think, you know, they're trying to cram people in as much as possible. But it is a show that you really have to catch, especially because of the guys that are on stage. I mean, Pete Townsend and Billy, you know, together, they're just in themselves.
Hey, and don't belittle yourself now. Come on, pal. You know,
it's good. Well, you know, I mean, there's 17 songs on the album.
Yes.
I sing 14 of them. The other three are instrumentals, so I'm singing my heart out all night long. All it's going to take is Phil Daniels to walk out in his parka and steal the show. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah. Oh man.
Am I right in thinking then, Alfie, that you are portraying all the music that Roger used to sing?
Yeah. I'm going to be singing everything that Roger sang. Obviously, there's a couple of roles in there that Roger covered on the album. The sort of vocals of Ace Face, and he doubled up for apart from when Keith Moon did Bellboy.
Yes.
He did most of that song. So I'm singing all the Roger, all the Jimmy sort of role.
Yeah.
So I do a couple of duets with Billy, a couple of duets with Phil, and a couple of duets with Pete as well. And then the rest of my songs, solo songs, you know. But there's a lot of text there, a lot of music for me to go through, which is fun.
I bet you it's like being reborn again from 73 and just bringing the album out. I can't wait for it to come out.
It's wicked, man. Yeah, it's really cool. You know, the amazing thing about this is that it was actually born in 63, but it took 10 years for it to be released. It was incredible.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's an amazing piece of music. Pete is just a genius when it comes to composition. He's amazing. And Rachel Fuller, his partner, who's done all the orchestrations, is just incredible how she's adapted that piece for like a 250-piece orchestra.
Yeah.
And it's monstrous. It's really, really monstrous.
I mean, were you as much into Tommy when that came out, Alfie?
Yeah, I mean, Tommy's a, you know, it's a funny one, but Tommy's a different ballgame, I think. You know, it's a completely different concept. Quadrophenia, personally, is my favourite, and I'm not just saying that because it is, I think, musically, it's outrageous. I think it's very, very strong. But Tommy as well, obviously, has the great tunes too.
Mm.
You can't dismiss Pinball Wizard.
No.
One of the greats. You know?
Yeah.
But no, I'm just generally a big fan of The Who, man. Big fan of The Who.
Had you have not got into Les Mis and all that sort of singing, would you have liked to have been a rock singer?
I'd be polishing their shoes right now on tour. I'd be right there, man. I'd be brushing the jackets the lot. I'd be perming Roger Daltrey's hair for him if he wanted me to. Hell.
So you'd have loved to have been a rock singer with The Who, was yours, or something like Zeppelin or Rush or something like that, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. It's in my blood.
But you're going home to America, and you're going to cut a soul gig with all your mates.
Yeah. We're gonna just play out some good old soul tunes. Get some of the tracks done by the Vibrations. I'm a big Vibrations fan.
Yes.
And man, wicked. So yeah, I'm gonna play out some of those, and just for fun, and who knows what'll happen.
Oh, listen, Alfie, you've got to send them off to SoundCloud or somewhere like that, so that people, soul boys like myself, can have a listen to them. You know?
Nice one, John. Thanks.
Well, listen, Paul, after the Quadrophenia, what's lined up for Alfie Bow?
There's a couple of things on the cards. Unfortunately, until things are signed on the dotted line, I can't say, but it's interesting, it's good, it's exciting, and stuff to look out for the future.
Okay. Right, I've got a couple of people, if you just say hello to them for me, Alfie. One is a guy called Jamie Summers, and he covers your music. He's been on the West End, he's been in Billy Elliot and things like that. Now he lives in Crosby up here, and
cool.
He's 40 tomorrow.
Oh, cool. Hey, Jamie, how you doing, mate? Alfie Bow here. I'm glad to hear that you like my music and keep up with the singing.
Cheers, pal. And the other fellow's listening at another radio station is an old pal of mine, Tony James. He's a massive fan of yours.
Okay. Hey, Tony, how you doing, man? Hope to have a chat with you someday. Take it easy.
Wonderful, Alfie. I appreciate your time. Sure. I'm going to actually leave the interview and I'm going to play out with Love Rain Over Me.
Oh, wicked.
Or should I say, Love Rain or Me?
Or Me. Nice, somebody.
Alfie, listen, thanks for your time. If you can just hang on, I'll just play this track and I'll come back to you.
Nice one. Take it easy.
Thanks very much, Alfie. Good luck on the 5th of July, pal. I'm dead jealous.
Thank you.
You look after yourself, Alfie. Thanks very much.
Cheers, John.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
the sky. Only love can break the rain that falls like tears from on high. Love, rain on me.
Tremendous, Alfie Bowe, Love Rain On Me from the musical Quadrophenia. It's the actual new orchestral version of The Who's Quadrophenia, presented by Pete Townsend, and it's at the Royal Albert Hall, 5th of July. The classic Quadrophenia album released on the 8th of June, and my thanks to Alfie for being special guest on the programme this afternoon.
Coast. Coast 1079, from the 60s to today. It's the music of your life.